Welcome to the Gonzo Moe Newsbroom. It's your boy, No Internet, a.k.a. Lil I Can Do, until April 13th when Verizon comes to turn it on. Wow. Living without the internet is a lot harder than I ever thought. It has been almost a month now. Should have been handled last week, but did not, because my landlord locked the door with the internet box again. Because of this, I have gotten back into the ancient practice of buying physical anime. And what a ride that is. I forgot how to do it. I must have, because when I went to go buy a bunch of stuff from Right Stuff, they asked me to prove that I was a person, and I could not do that. They wanted credit card numbers and addresses and utility bills. I thought I was being fished. But it turns out that if you try to purchase something from Right Stuff and your billing address and your shipping address do not match, they assume that somebody stole you. Instead, I just canceled my order and reordered using PayPal, which apparently means that the rules don't matter anymore because the order went through at that point. In all of that shenanigans, I forgot to order the one thing that I came to the website for, which was the Hellsing Ultimate box set. That's not even the right word. It's one disc, I think. But I saw it at Best Buy when I was out and about, and it was like $65. And I went on Right Stuff, and it was like $30. So I thought, that's great. I'm going to buy this. It's only $30. Well, I forgot to add it to my PayPal order, and now it's like $60 again. So I fucked that up. What is also ridiculous in all of that, I thought, you know what? I really like Boogie Pop Phantom. Why don't I have that on Blu-ray? So I add that to my order. Turns out I already have that on Blu-ray. So now I've bought Boogie Pop Phantom 6 times in my life. The first time was, you know, that one I'll allow. I was 17 and I really liked the show watching it on Tech TV. So I thought I should buy this. Why did I buy it twice? Because I'm a moron and somehow I lost a DVD. I bought it a third time because I wanted the thin pack. It took up less shelf space and it came with the movie, which I already own. So I bought that movie twice at this point. I've bought Boogie Pop Phantom 3 times. I guess I've only bought it 5 times because then I bought the Blu-ray 2 times. Whatever. It's still too much. It's too much. I've also bought each of the books twice. What is wrong with me? People must have liked this podcast. I got positive feedback. I do, however, question whether any of you are telling the truth, because when I go to my podcast hosting admin panel, this show does not exist. I was able to listen to it on my phone, so I guess in some way, if it doesn't exist, I was able to hallucinate it, but I cannot. If I wanted to delete this from the internet, I'm not convinced I could do it, because there's no record of it. In the Castos is the service I use. It's like Libsyn or Podbean. I think the reason I started using this one is because it made Spotify integration easier, but it's not easy to integrate with Spotify when your podcast is a ghost. So I don't know what to do. I don't know how this episode's even getting on, because I'm in a worse internet situation than I was the week before, in that my mobile hotspot expired. And I'm kind of just living on a prayer. Not a whole lot has happened in the last week. There's not a lot of news to talk about. This is going to be a significantly shorter episode. The only real update to my life re-anime is that I'm catching up on My Hero Academia. And that is to say that today I watched 4 episodes of My Hero Academia. I fell behind on that show in its 3rd season because I started reading the manga. And apparently that meant that the anime meant nothing to me. I don't know, though, because I'm watching it now, and even though I know it's happening, it's still enjoyable. So I'm not sure what my excuse was back then. Probably apathy. So I have 40 episodes, I think, before I'm caught up. It's a lot. What else has happened? Dr. Stone finished its second season. World Egg Priority has 1 more episode. Horny Baby is done until its next season starts. What else was I watching? I think those are the only things that I've been watching. I'm a terrible Horse Girls fan. I watched two episodes and was like, I've had enough Horse Girls for this lifetime. Really not over the fact that Special Week doesn't run anymore. Anyway, let's talk about the news. That's the wrong song. Let's talk about the news.
Where are the demons? Bring on the pain!
Will I be able to actually talk about the news without internet? I don't know. Right now, my computer is pretending that it can use internet. I think what happened, I just called the T-Mobile lady, and she's like, look, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to give you 2 free gigabytes. And then she's like, actually, I can't give you any gigabytes. I think she lied about one of those two things, because now my Anime News Network actually loads. So we'll see. But because I'm only talking about, you know, 1 week of news versus a month of news, this is probably going to go by quick. So strap in, kids, for the next 10 minutes of your life will be exhilarating. Do you remember Despera? That was a anime that Chiaki Kanaka, Yoshitoshi Abe, and Ryutaro Nakamura were working on. According to this, they talked about it back in 2009. They unveiled the project, interestingly enough, at SakuraCon. And they're just like, yo, we're making a thing. Because they made Serial Experiments Lane, which is a really good show that I don't know if people still talk about because it's not on TV anymore, and I don't know if it's easily available via Blu-ray. I got it through some special edition, which Justin Savakis said was poorly encoded. Couldn't tell you either way. It's leaps and bounds ahead of the bootleg copy that I had in high school where episode 7 was out of sync. Anyway, Despera got put on an indefinite hold when Ryutaro Nakamura passed away in 2013. Then we kind of forgot about the show for a while. I don't remember, you know, I think there was an update like 2 years ago where they're like, hey, we're still doing this. But we haven't really, there hasn't been any information. And apparently Chiaki Kanaka vague tweeted that we'll hear more in 2022. It's just like, okay, I guess. At this point, I don't, you know, I expect the show to be bad at this point because there's been so much, like, it's just been in production hell for so long. And I didn't know what it was going to be about. Apparently, they put this summary at the bottom of the Anime News Network article saying that the story centers around Ain, a 14-year-old girl who builds devices despite a lack of scientific background. Or maybe that's, well, it says that the title's derived from a poem, so maybe that's what the poem's about. I don't know. Either way, I'm going to watch it, and I'll probably lie if I hate it. I think the last, because I feel like Abe was involved in something recently. There was some show called Rewrita, and it wasn't good. And everyone just kind of forgot that it was a thing. So here's an update from last week. I might have to see if I open this story up in advance. I was talking about how Seven Seas got caught with their censorship pants down, and they had made some alterations to Mushoku Tensei and another light novel, which I couldn't remember the name of. Apparently it was called Classroom of the Elite, and it was a 7th volume. And then it was the first 2 volumes of Mushoku Tensei, which were altered. So they have announced some tentative, at least some time frames for when the new versions are going to be printed. Mushoku Tensei, Volume 1, early May. Volume 2, early April. That's interesting that those are being done backwards. And then the Classroom of the Elite, mid-April for Volume 7 for the new version. I wonder if they're doing, oh yeah, they are doing an exchange program for people that bought the censored versions. So I guess that's good for the 5 people that bought those. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure people are buying light novels. I've just never met one of those people, except I own several light novels. So I am one of those people. Yu Yu Hakusho, the live action, we mentioned that briefly last episode. That is going to be a Netflix production. They announced that they contracted Toho Studios for that. I don't really know what to say about that other than cool. Like, it's just that it's a thing. It looks like it's a soundstage. So that's kind of neat. I don't know why that's news. That's like, hey, did you know that Dickinson is shot at Kaufman Astoria? That's not really, I don't know if this season is, but that's where we shot it last for season two. It looks like this is a first production in a multi-year contract for those sound stages. So anybody that cares about that, there you go. Dr. Stone is getting a sequel. That shouldn't surprise anybody. It's a vastly popular anime based on a superbly stupendous, I don't know what I'm trying to say, very popular manga. I've heard the manga is excellent, but I really like the anime and I don't want to spoil any of it. It was a pretty cool season. It was very short. It was only 11 episodes. I'm not sure what factors go into deciding the length of a season like that, but maybe they just said, hey, this is how long it takes us to finish this arc. That's all we need. And I don't know. Maybe the next one will be longer. Who could say? But it's such an interesting show to me. Because there's not a lot of action. It's just a lot of talking and a lot of science. And I don't know if any of it's real, but I like it in the same way that I like House, that I feel like I'm becoming smarter when I watch it. But I'll tell you what, when I explain this show to my coworker, which I would do every week, he doesn't watch anime. And I would just say, hey, do you want to know what happened on Dr. Stone? He's like, fine. Like, look, this week they built a car. I don't know how they did it. They built it out of clay and then put paper on it and then shot bat shit at someone. I'm not sure. It's such a bizarre show. And now they're going to explore beyond their island. So that's a spoiler for anybody watching Dr. Stone. It's a good time. I look forward to more of that. A couple other things had been announced for other seasons. The Horny Baby Show is getting another season. And also, Attack on Titan, vaguely. I'm not really sure what's actually going on with that one. I don't watch Attack on Titan. I find it just not to be that. It's not my thing. I watched the first season. I actually bought the first season on Blu-ray, and I don't know why. I think I was just like, I was in the same situation that I am now, where I had just moved and I didn't have internet for a couple of weeks. And so I just was buying stuff that I wanted to watch. And you tend to get really impulsive. So, you know, I've reinvigorated a terrible, dangerous addiction in that I've been buying, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of anime that's just sitting on a shelf that I don't have because I don't have any furniture. But Attack on Titan was one of those many years ago. And the first 13 episodes I thought were really interesting. And then the second half, I couldn't keep my eyes on the screen. And I don't know why. And I've never had the desire to go back and watch more. And every time that I see there's more of it coming out, I keep thinking like, oh yeah, they're still making that show. And so they had something called the final season just wrap up, and at the end of the final season apparently they're like, but there's more, dog. So I don't know if there's another season or another episode. Apparently the teaser just said there's gonna be another episode, but the Twitter I guess says there's gonna be more than just one episode. I know, because they specifically said episode 76 coming soon. Like, okay, how long do we have to wait for that? It says winter 2022, which is really deceptive because that could mean, it could mean one of two things to a lot of people. It could mean January 2022, or it could mean December 2022. Everybody is counting on it meaning January, because that's what we as an anime collective have agreed is the winter season. I don't know. I'm not going to watch it. Another piece of news. I don't know what that segues about. Retro Crush has announced a bunch of anime joining their service. Hakuge Legend of Moby Dick, Acro Bunch, Kashimashi Girl Meets Girl, Fatal Fury, Legend of Hungry Wolf, as well as The New Battle, parentheses, Fatal Fury 2, The New Battle. I don't know. That must be a movie. And then Kyokaru Mao. Kyokaru Mao is an anime that has this weird, like, hold on my heart. I've never watched it, but when I was getting into anime and I got Newtype for the first time, it was one of the anime on the big splash pages. And I remember, because Newtype would always advertise shows that, like, just existed. You wouldn't necessarily be able to watch them. And that's how I found out about this one. And it's like about some guy that gets flushed down a toilet, I think, and he wakes up in another world. It's an isekai, is what I'm trying to say. There was another one called like Yami Boshi, The Witch and the Big Hat or so. I don't remember the full title, but for probably a decade, you couldn't watch that show outside of fan subs. And when I finally did, I did watch a fan sub of it, at least the first episode. It was just like unwatchable garbage. Let's see. Here's the Anime News Network plot summary. Yuri Shibuya was living a pretty normal life that changed the day he was dunked into a toilet after an attempt to save a classmate from a gang of bullies. Instead of just getting a good soaking, he's pulled in. The next thing he knows, he's in a world that vaguely resembles medieval Europe. If that's not enough, he's told that he is to be the next Mao, just because he has black hair and black eyes. The Mao is the king of the Mazoku, who are coexisting not so peacefully with humans. Okay, well, that's something that exists. There's 80 episodes and sequels. I don't, you know, some of these shows, like Bo, which I'm not confident that I just included the right amount of bows, that show is not good. And I think that we've kind of gaslit ourselves to think that it was good. I bought the Discotech release of that thinking, like, I bet the show was way funnier than I gave it credit for. It's not. And there are like 75 episodes of this garbage. If you want to, like, really maximize your time in a day, watch Bo, because every episode feels double length. None of it makes sense, you know, because they're, you know, so much of it, one is that it's not funny. Whoever wrote it, it's like their magnum opus of being a shitlord. There's so many jokes that, like, are clearly based on Japanese puns, whether it be through like kanji or just, you know, day-to-day Japanese idiosyncrasies.
What I meant to say was idioms. I'm an idiot.
And when it was translated, none of that gets brought over because they just made it goofy for kids. And so there'll be like giant kanji on the screen and they'll be talking about something totally different. And so, like, visually and orally, it's a mess. But it sells out. I had to wait like an extra a month and a half to get it. So there, you know, it's got that going for it. And apparently Brady Hartel used some font that's attributed to the Yakuza game series on the box. I don't know. What else do we have? The Promised Neverland. Not a lot of people liked that. The second season, very, very poorly received. Apparently, they adapted like 144 chapters into 10 episodes or something ridiculous. Maybe it was 12 episodes. It was so poor that Anime News Network is reporting on how poorly it did and how its conclusion was trending on Twitter because it was so bad. It makes me want to watch it. Honestly, it's having the reverse effect on me because I don't know anything about the series. I'm pretty sure I heard that the first season was really good, but I also get this show the wires get crossed in my head with Violet Evergarden. Violet? Whatever the Evergarden is, it is not this show. Something really loud is happening right now. Is that rain? Jesus, I'm going to take my headphones off for a second. Holy cow. I'm going to point the microphone towards the window. I don't know if this is going to get picked up, but it is raining so goddamn hard right now. Yeah, of course, that's not getting picked up at all. But just imagine that that was the loudest rain of your entire life. So I've been jumping around a lot in this news, so forgive me if I take a second to figure out what I want to talk about next. We talked about cam rips last week and how I was making fun of Studio Kara for getting up in arms about cam rips of the Evangelion. That's what it's called, right? The Magellan. This is a dumb joke. Evangelion cam rips. Well, somebody actually got arrested for doing a cam rip of Demon Slayer. The Demon Slayer film, which I've watched a cam rip version of. I probably shouldn't admit that now because I don't want to go to prison for the rest of my life. I thought it might have been the guy that did the one that was going around online. I think I actually got a... So I was staying at this sublet for the last like 6 months. And we got a notification that I was downloading things. My landlord, quote unquote, is like, "Hey man, what's going on?" I'm like, I don't know. I haven't downloaded anything in a while. And I think because the only things that I downloaded when I stayed there were like really obscure 80s OVAs, like Dream Hunter, Rem, and Weather Girl. And I think that when I downloaded the Demon Slayer movie, that's probably what triggered the algorithm to tell his IP that I was up to no good. So anyway, this guy, it was some like 50-year-old dude recording it like a couple weeks ago. And what really bothers me about this is that somebody ratted him out. You know, like, mind your own business. You're at the movie and somebody else is cam ripping. Who cares? Unless it's blocking your view of the film, mind your fucking business. Let that man commit crimes. I'm not going to get into another rant about piracy. I got a note that people thought I was too preachy in the last episode, even though they agreed with what I was preaching about. They wouldn't tell me what it was, but there was a few things that I got really preachy about, and one of them was like unions and piracy. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, here's an interesting one. Bushiroad, who I misremembered as Broccoli, not the same company. Bushiroad makes cards, and Broccoli makes Digicherot. They reported losses due to COVID, which I thought was, when I thought it was Broccoli, I was like, but they sell so many books. They don't. They sell like video games and card games, and apparently also own a wrestling federation. The last thing I have tagged on here is probably the biggest piece of news, and ironically the one that I have the least to say about. The Sony acquisition of Crunchyroll is being looked at by the U.S. Justice Department for antitrust reasons, making sure that it's okay that they actually do this. When the deal was first announced, a lot of people were concerned that Sony would have a monopoly. I didn't care really nearly as much because the anime industry is already a bed of chaos. I don't see how it can get any worse. But what's been interesting is whenever somebody talks about Sony having a monopoly, the percentage that they say they have control over changes each time between like 70 and 90% of the anime industry. I know it's something that's difficult to measure, but I just like, I don't know where these people pull this number from. I'm not confident that the deal will go through. What I do wonder, though, AT&T clearly doesn't want Crunchyroll anymore, so I'm not sure who else would be in a position to buy it. Anybody that has that kind of money other than Sony is probably not great. Like Disney, we don't want Disney buying it, or like, I don't know, Microsoft or Apple. Can you imagine? Crunchyroll is now part of Disney Plus. Ugh. Ugh. What else? I think I had one other thing tagged. It isn't really news, but it was something that was trending online. Some, probably YouTuber, somebody named SaberSpark, was asking people what they thought about Four Kids. And it's funny that we're getting so far from these relatively recent anime historical moments. I don't know what to call them. Milestones. We're getting so far from some of these milestones that people are looking back like, hey, do you remember 4Kids? And it's like, to me, that felt like it wasn't that long ago. But it, you know, it was nearly 20 years ago at this point. 25 years ago that Pokemon, because they're celebrating, what, like the 25th anniversary of Pokemon this year or the 30th or something? You know, so people are forgetting what 4Kids was. And I know that we really hated them when they were coming out because of what they were doing to One Piece and what they were doing to, you know, a handful of other titles. But the further we get from that moment, the more I kind of look fondly back on those times. This must be how people felt about Streamline. Because when Streamline was coming out, I think a lot of people didn't like that they were altering these dubs. But now a lot of people have a lot of nostalgia for those dubs. And that's kind of where I am with 4Kids. Pokemon is a great example. Pokemon was critical in my becoming an anime fan. I didn't know it was anime when I was watching it, but it definitely made me susceptible to liking anime later on with things like Adult Swim. And, you know, things like the Pokemon theme song and the Poker Rap and the Christmas album and you know, to a lesser extent, Yu-Gi-Oh! I didn't really watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, those were a big deal at the time. You can make the argument that any company could have taken Pokemon and made it into a massive success, but they didn't. It was a lot of these, like, shady companies in the early 2000s. You know, Tokyo Pop's another great example. Like, they helped make manga what it is today, and as a company, they're really shitty people, and I hope that they don't return to the prominence that they once were, but their contributions to the industry can't be ignored. They helped get manga cheaper. They're the reason that things stopped being flipped. You know, even the size that the volumes are can be attributed to Tokyo Pop. And while 4Kids certainly didn't have the influence in that way, like how things are packaged, they definitely showed the power of getting something on TV and getting merchandising rights over here, which is something that no other company seemed to figure out. Because, like, you know, My Hero Academia is one of the biggest shows on Funimation's roster, and, like, can I buy a toy of Deku easily outside of an anime convention? I don't know. Maybe if I go to Hot Topic. But I know that when 4Kids had Pokemon, you could go anywhere, any store, and find Pokemon merchandise. And it made them billions of dollars. And it's probably why they took it back. They're like, whoa, we can do this on our own. Anyway, I think that is enough. Let's hit that Grappler Baki theme song. Well, that's another episode of the Gonza.moe News Broom. How is this making it to the internet? I don't know. I don't have internet, and I don't know how to upload things. It's Sunday, March 28th, if you want context for how long it takes me to get this online. I was invited to the Anime Roundtable podcast, so that should happen at some point, probably in the middle of April. What else? Anime Lockdown, I don't have anything to say about it, but people keep asking me if it's coming back this year. Maybe. I work too much, is what it is, really the reality of it. It's not happening in May. I can tell you that with certainty. And my job may spill over into June. I don't know when I'm going to have time to plan it. And I'd like to do it. I don't want to let people down, but that's what I'm up against. So, I don't know. Make an anime lockdown in your brain. Imagine that I'm doing panels. Anime Detour is going to be doing a virtual version. Go to that. That is next weekend. I took the weekend off for that. Anyway, gonza.moe on Twitter, gonza.moe@gmail.com if you want to yell at me. I guess we're going to keep doing these podcasts. So until next time. Good night, kids.